City Human Resources Director Heather Doak provided the council with an update on the search for an interim city administrator. She said that the committee tasked with the search recently narrowed the candidate pool from 6 to 3.
I am working on schedules to get those 3 here in Sheridan. I'm hoping next week. All of the candidates that we have told us they can be here in early January. So we've just got to make our decision and get working on that to have somebody here early January. Obviously, we have Chief Adrians, who is going to be our temporary interim city administrator. But he needs to be back over at the police department on January 13th because we've got some training coming up for his people. So that is our goal, is to get somebody here first couple of weeks of January. And then first part of January, we will also start advertising for the replacement for the city administrator. Again, working on that as we speak, getting proposals for that and working on job description and things like that so that we can get that out the door beginning of January and get our next city administrator here.
The council also received updates from staff on snow removal and Sheridan travel and tourism. A funding request in the amount of $4,880 from the Sheridan Community Land Trust to support a pathway extension west of Sheridan was approved by the council, and council also gave third and final reading approval of an ordinance outlining the details of a franchise agreement between the city and Charter Communications. We'll have more from the council meeting for you in future stories. I'm Ron Richter, Sheridan Media News.